Tom Cerutori is now joining us. Tom, I thought that was a wildly entertaining game. Both teams had tons of chances. That was what college hockey is supposed to be like, isn't it?
It's too bad what happened, but it is what it is. But I just thought we played a hell of a 60 minutes. Our scoring chances, our pressure, our response. No, I was proud of the guys. Not an easy road game, and I thought we were that for 60 minutes, we were a handful.
I don't know how accurate this is, but the final stats say 44 blocked shots tonight.
For who?
24 for you, 20 for them. 44
yeah, I
in a game.
I mean, was,
44
was,
in a game
it,
is a lot.
It was a war. Well, it was a war. It was a war. Yeah, yeah, whatever. That's I believe it.
First period, Adam Flamang's got that breakaway scoring chance. They make a save, stretch pass, back the other way, and you're thinking, oh, boy. Luke Roloffs comes back and lifts a stick, and they don't even get a shot off. Can you just talk about that play and what that can do for a bench?
Well, it was great. You're spot on. I saw that perfectly from the bench, and Rolly did a great job. He had good jump coming back. He caught up to the play, and sometimes what happens, and that's a dicey play with a you get worried about hands, and you get worried about the hook, and no, it was clean can be, and he recovered well.
Boy, your first power play, he had three shots on that power play chance, and that power play unit was looking good. You had scoring chances. That's all you can ask for, right? Put yourself in a position to score.
It had nothing to do with the power play or anything. Like we outgraded them. We, you know what? We hit posts. We had blown breaks. There's no doubt. I mean, I thought that the Beavers tonight had the most chances, and their kid, hey, both goalies were outstanding.
Yeah, they were.
Their kid was, even Flammer's chance on a 3-on-3. I mean, there's a ton of them, but we had a lot of opportunities, and that kid stood tall.
Yeah. I think it was towards the end of the second period. There were a bunch of whistles in a row, and I believe Oliver Peer took 5 faceoffs on one shift. He won 4 of them.
Well, that's why I kept him out there. And normally I won't do that, but he was feeling it. That line was feeling it. That line was dominant. They were dominant tonight. They were the best line on the ice. And, I couldn't play him enough.
See you next week in Sioux Falls, Tom.
Yep.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers here. It's our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.